What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll celebrate the music of the Blicky Specials, a legendary Naptown gospel act. The Blicky Specials were founded in Indianapolis in 1967 by the pianist, composer, and vocalist Eugene Blicky. Eugene Blicky was born in Kentucky in 1938, but he spent the majority of his life in Naptown. He remained active in the community until his death in 2007. Stay tuned for the next hour as we celebrate the history of the Blicky Specials. We'll listen to rare recordings from the band and we'll speak with two original members of the Blicky Specials, vocalist Henry Hinch and bassist and vocalist Hubert Skeet Kennedy. Skeet began playing on Indiana Avenue as a teenager in the 1960s, performing with local R&B bands like Harvey and the Bluetones. Henry was raised on the Avenue in the Lockville Gardens apartments. He rose to prominence in the 1960s as part of a successful Naptown R&B duo known as the Sentimentals. Let's join our conversation with Henry Hinch and Hubert Skeet Kennedy of the Blicky Specials.
Henry, Skeet, thank you so much for being here today. We're going to talk about your work with the Blicky Specials, a legendary gospel group that was active here in Indianapolis for how many years? 40? 30? 40 years? Yeah. Longer?
I believe so.
50.
50 years?
Because before the Blicky Specials, they was the Gospel Pearls.
That's right. Exactly.
Henry, I've talked to you quite a bit about your background. We talked about you growing up in Lockfield and getting involved singing in the church as a young man.
Exactly.
Ski, I want to learn a little bit more about your background. You grew up here in Indianapolis, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What part of the city did you live in?
Hallville, USA. Hallville.
Yeah. What street were you on?
Belmont.
Belmont.
The 900 block.
Yeah. Were you involved in music as a young man?
All my life, my mother's a music teacher.
What was her name?
Betty Ann Kennedy.
Where did she teach, or did she teach privately?
At church.
At church, yeah.
She played for Greater Elam Baptist Church over on Blake Street on the west side. My uncle was a music teacher, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, all of them, they played. I come from a long line of musicians and beauticians.
And eventually you got into secular music, I know.
Yeah.
But did you grow up playing in the church? Was that your first experience?
I grew up in Moseville Sanders Church.
All of that? Was that the church?
Yeah, Mount Vernon Baptist Church.
Okay, Mount Vernon. Okay.
I was on the usher board, but I always been singing. My mother had us singing like the Jackson 5 when we were 6, 7, 8.
Wow.
9 years old, me and my sisters and brothers, we could do all kind of harmony. We had to sing when the people came over on Sunday for dinner. After dinner, we had to sing.
You just said good. Well, not only the food, but your singing too.
Yeah, she had already groomed us.
Did the group have a name?
No, we was kids.
Yeah.
She was playing for the church.
Yeah.
But we all could sing harmony and lead. We were singing songs like when I was a little bitty baby, my mama used to rock me in that cradle, in that old cotton field back home. We were singing them kind of songs, you know. But I thank God she done that because it helped me all down through the years.
Yeah.
I believe you eventually joined a group called the Crystallites of Speed. Were you in that
Before
band?
Before that, yeah. I was on
the Indiana
Avenue.
Yeah.
After I graduated from Christmas Addicts High School, I was in the orchestra for a while, but I sung in the choir the whole time I went to school over at Christmas Addicts. I graduated, and Harvey Cook, known as Harvey and the Blue Tones, and Chevy Massey.
All right, I knew
they was playing in the Place to Play.
Right.
So Steve Weekly, his brother, Richard, we called him Pierre. He was a bass player. He was my mentor. One of the baddest bass players I ever met in my life. But I was playing bass when I was 7 years old.
Piano, too.
So I graduated, and I was groomed then. I went to school down at Indiana Music Store downtown. My grandfather sent me down there when I was like 13 to start taking bass lessons. But I was already playing. Before I started going there, I could play anything I hear, no matter what it was, jazz or whatever. So Richard went to the Army, and Harvey and Chubby them hired me. I was 17 years old in the Place to Play on the Avenue.
Somebody say yeah for the blues.
So Harvey Cook was the first
band
you
joined. Yeah, he was the first band I got in. It was Harvey and the Blue Tones. Mm-hmm. Chevy was on the keyboard. Bobby was on the trumpet. Harvey was on the guitar. Lil Jojo and Baby Lemon was singing. I can't think of the drummer's name. I thank God for all them cats. Mm-hmm.
What was it like being in the nightclubs on the Avenue at 17?
Oh, it was nice. Because, you know, I had permission to be there as long as I wasn't drinking, because I ain't never been no drinker. Baby Leon, everybody was coming through there at the Place to Play, right there by the canal. Mm-hmm. Lido Tavern was across the street from it. But I thank God for everybody that I've been involved with in music.
Yes.
My Uncle Jesse, he did hair on the Avenue, Jesse Kennedy. But he was one of the baddest musician keyboard pianists in the city. Claire Ward tried to get him to come to Detroit, but he wouldn't leave. He wouldn't leave Mother Beck's church, you know, Universal Church of Truth. It's called Worldwide Ministry now.
And
after that, I played with the Crystal Lights of Speed. I know over 25 years.
Yeah. That was a funk band, a soul band? What would you call it?
I would call it a soul band. We did everything. Blues, jazz, all of it.
I know Ronnie Collins was
Ronnie
in that
Collins
band. Who else was in the group?
Player.
Yeah.
We had J.J. Parker on guitar, Daryl Smith on lead guitar, Harvey Cody was one of the lead vocals, Richard Ferguson, William Beals was the conga player, Jesse Grizzly was the drummer. Now, my brother, he was a drummer, Marvin Carter. In my family, he left us at Billy Mac's Lounge. He just walked out on us and left us in there. So that's when we picked up Jesse Grizzly. And my other brother, Lawrence Carter, he was a guitar player. And I was down there, and I know a good, I stayed 30 years on the Avenue.
What were some of the clubs you were playing in? You mentioned Billy Max, Place
Billy
to Play.
Billy Max, Demonstrators, the Elks, Private Clubs.
20 Grand.
20 Grand, Pearl's Lounge. It was just multitude of places to play. Barrington Lounge, B&M Lounge. It was just clubs everywhere.
The Moose.
The Moose, the Cotton Club, Al's British Lounge. What was that? At JJ's. It was so many places back then to play. We would leave town, go to Chicago, Detroit, or wherever, and come right back to the Avenue, you know.
What did the band's name mean, Crystal Lights of Speed?
Huh?
What did the band's name mean? Where did that name come from? It's a unique name.
I think we just all came up with that together, you know.
Just sounded good?
It sounded good, and we loved that light, and we loved that. The speed of it.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, all the musicians was great musicians. But we also had another singer, King Moses. He was our featured act and our manager and our booking agent. He had been around. He come from the King James Version.
Tell me about what kind of performer he was, because he was dynamic, right?
He was dynamic. He was the king. He had blonde hair. He had a blonde beard. And when he came out, he had a big staff like Moses that he packed. And he wore robes and sandals. Mm-hmm. For a long time, we did. For 15 years, we didn't play in nowhere but pubs. All over Indianapolis, Brownsburg, Chicago, Louisville. We played pubs. Out south, we played in pubs. I mean, he was great.
I saw a video of him, and it was like he was doing kung fu moves on stage, and then he jumped into the crowd.
I mean, I was amazed to know how way he was singing.
Yeah,
that's your
video.
Brother.
That's my brother. Yeah,
boy. Yeah, King Moses. Mama, if he was still here, I'd be still in the club.
That's right.
If God hadn't called him home, I would still be playing in the nightclubs.
Did you ever have an opportunity to record with him when you guys were playing together? Do you remember recording anything?
Well, our main recording was at the club.
Yeah, you did some live
video,
stuff?
Video. Yeah. I got 50 discs at home, I know, with live stuff.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah, we was at Rick's Boatyard for 2 years on the boat dock every Saturday.
That's incredible.
Outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was an incredible guy. And I know him when I was a little boy on the Usher board at Mount Vernon Church. Moses and Henry was singing with the Oliver Youth Choir. They was lead singers in the choir. And I was already singing at home, you know. So I decided, I said, I'm going to be a singer when I grow up.
We sing about the master.
Yes, we do.
In a funky,
funky kind of way. In a funky kind of way.
We sing about the master.
We sing
in a funky,
in a funky
kind of way.
Skeet, you mentioned you were playing on Indiana Avenue as a teenager, and you came from a family of musicians. Did you know about the history of music in that neighborhood as a young man, and did it mean anything to you?
In the Avenue at home?
At the Avenue. Did you know about all that history?
I used to go down on the Avenue and peep in the windows. We couldn't get in. We had Johnny Mae Oliver down there.
She sang with the Moonlighters, right?
She was over there, Dave's Lounge.
And we had Iretta Bush was singing on the Avenue. Her son, Chucky Bush was one of the main lead singers in Manchild. Mm-hmm. Al's British Lounge. You had the Moonlighters. You had the Highlighters. We peeping the windows.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't get in. You had the Versatile Four. They was a singing group. You had Kenny Dotson's group, the Sensations.
Wow.
You know, you had Butch's group, Words of Wisdom. And then, you know, Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign, all them guys. Tony, the lead singer for Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign, is my first cousin.
Tony Roberts?
Yeah.
Tell me about Johnny Mae Oliver, because there's not a lot of information about
Johnny Mae Oliver.
Yeah, what kind of singer was she?
She was a great singer.
Yes, she was.
She was a diva. Mm-hmm. She sung at Reverend Moselle Sanders Church. She was one of the main lead singers.
She's the directress, too.
And a director.
A great
lead
director.
Singers in the
very
choir.
Very talented. Very good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Reverend Sanders had, the choir he had, everybody in there could just about sing lead. Mm-hmm. Willie Moss.
Mm-hmm.
His brother Paul Wheaton, Reggie Gamblin, Joan Brown. Yeah. It was so many singers.
It was.
Sissy Cobbs.
Yeah.
Or Piggy. It was just multiple people. And, you know, I'm watching and looking and learning. I was already groomed at home, but when I you know, start getting out there seeing them,
right.
I pick up on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I go home and work on it.
You mentioned Baby Leon, too. Did you ever play
Leon,
with him?
I've been on some sets with Baby Leon.
Yeah. What kind of? Tell me about what kind of performer he was.
Baby Leon was where he was like King Moses. He didn't stay still. He knew the stage. He knew how to run and work the stage
did.
Like Moses.
Yeah.
He knew how to control a band. If you got a lead singer that knows how to control a band, you got a good lead singer.
Yes.
You know, Baby Leon, he was the man.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah.
I want you to get in line. Have you heard about the Boogaloo and the Grapevine? But you haven't did one thing, baby. About the shoe shine.
Let's take a break from our conversation with Henry Hinch and Hubert Skeet Kennedy and listen to a rare, unreleased recording from the Blakey Specials. From 1976, this is Jesus Bore a Cross, recorded at the 700 West Studio in New Palestine, Indiana.
On his way to Calvary.
That was the Blakey Specials with Jesus Bore a Cross. On this week's show, we're exploring the history of the Blakey Specials with two of the band's members, Henry Hinch and Hubert Skeet Kennedy. Let's return to our conversation with Henry and Skeet as they recall when they joined the Blakey Specials.
When Skeet came to join the Blakey Specials, I was the one that told them about him, because your father, we needed another singer.
Yeah, y'all needed another vocalist.
Yeah, we needed a vocalist, right? And he came beautiful, dynamic.
But I was watching them. The Gospel Ooh. Pearls and the Blakey Specials, I go to watch them at their program. And I wind up singing with them. Henry Keys was my stepfather's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
He was a manager for the Blakey Specials.
Eugene?
And Eugene Blakey was a keyboard player. But
There's
Henry Keys
people.
Knew my family. All of them knew my family.
Yeah. So you joined before Skeet. You were already
in.
Okay.
Joan Brown.
Yeah.
Let me talk a little bit about your background, Henry. You were part of a very popular duo called the Sentimentals
yes.
with Josephine Cheatham.
Right.
And you guys formed in around 66, would you say? What
yeah.
year? Yeah.
Around 66.
Yeah. That was a secular group. You were doing more like Motown-style
yes.
music.
More of a game time to real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you grew up singing in the church, and
yeah.
your family has a very extensive history in gospel music.
Yes.
Skeet mentioned your brother, Paul Whedon
mm-hmm.
Jr.,
right.
who was in the Al Hobbs group, right?
Right.
And your brother, Moses, was in the King James Version, which
yes.
was a legendary gospel group.
Uh-huh.
When did you join the Blakey Specials, and why did you decide to go deep into singing gospel music?
You know, after me and Josephine had kind of stopped singing for a moment, talked to Henry Key, and I think it was in the 70s, I joined the group and been there ever since.
What desire did you have to sing gospel? Tell me about that. What prompted you to join?
Well, I loved singing gospel, you know. The Blakey Specials was a group that molded us. And one thing about the Blakey Specials, all the Blakey Special singers that's been a part of the Blakey Specials were fantastic singers. And what really got us through is the love of God. And we loved each other. We're family. We'll always be family. Either here or you've gone on to heaven, they're never forgotten. So I love God. I love singing. I sing at home gospel just on Sundays. All the time, really. So I just love singing.
So I've read online that the Blakey Specials, were founded in 1967. Skeet, you said that they came out of a group called the Gospel Pearls. Is that right? Mm-hmm. What do you Gospel guys know Pearls. About the founding? It was obviously founded by Eugene Blakey, who was the leader of the group.
Well, I know that when they came out of the Gospel Pearls, Essie Poole was the manager of the Gospel Pearls. And her and her daughter, Chevy Massey, was one of the keyboard players. We had Fox, Bill, Henry Keys. They was the singers. Gene Blakey was the keyboard player. I think Poochie was singing with them from Greater Elam. And this little short girl, I can't think of her name.
Do you remember what year you joined, Skeet, the Blakey Specials?
It had to be around like 78.
Just 78, yeah.
Yeah.
78.
Yeah.
What appealed to you about the group?
The harmony and the style of singing they were singing. And the piano player, Gene Blakey, I love the way he played.
Well, me too.
Describe his style.
Me too. He had a style that was so
different
than the other, you know, people that played the piano. He was just fantastic. He could make that piano sing.
Yeah. Chubby Massey played on Carl Jesus, and I Believe in Jesus. He's a keyboard player on that.
Okay. I did not know that.
You know, and a drummer, I can't think of the drummer's name. He was Jozell's cousin. Jozell was one of the baddest drummers in the Indianapolis. He played at Al's British Lounge. His cousin was our drummer. And we had rehearsal at Henry Key's house.
Every Saturday.
He cooked breakfast. We go there and eat breakfast. After breakfast, we rehearse.
Yes.
Then before we go sing on Sunday, he would cook Sunday dinner.
Sure would.
Everybody would meet at his house.
That's right.
And eat dinner before we go sing. We had Iretta Bush, Joan Brown. We had Iretta's daughter,
Linda Bush.
And we had Marie was singing with us. We had Liz, Pat Walker.
Even Johnny Mae, she
Henry Keys.
Johnny Mae did too a little. She didn't stay long, but she participated.
Really? With Blakey.
Cheryl Lacey, she would come over and sing. You know, her and her husband got a quartet group.
Wilma, what's Wilma's last name?
I can't think of Wilma's last name. Wilma was with us.
Yeah, I misplaced the papers.
I saw you were looking for it. Yeah,
I was looking for it. I might have dropped it outside.
Yeah.
You know, but we're trying to remember all. We want to mention their names. As
Joan Brown.
Yeah. Evelyn Cosby?
Evelyn Cosby was one of the greatest lead singers I ever heard in my life.
Really? She was fantastic. She really was.
Yeah, we done been with the Clark sisters.
Yeah.
Charles Fold.
The Williams brothers.
We opened up. We went to Louisville and opened up at a big concert down there. Charles Fold and everybody was on there. And the Blakey used to be at Bugs Chipper quite a bit.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that.
That's before I got with them.
Yeah.
When they was at Bugs Temple, I was in the clubs.
You guys were in demand, the Blakey Specials. You were playing at churches all around the city.
Yeah.
And Skeet, as you mentioned, you were going around the country. I know you went to Detroit. You went to, you mentioned, was it in St. Louis?
And
you went to Memphis. Where all were you playing?
Oh, God. We went to Memphis, Tennessee once, too.
Atlanta.
Yeah. Chicago.
Yeah.
We was everywhere.
Yeah. Did you get a good reception when you go on the road?
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. How about here in the city? Like I said, you guys were in demand. You were probably playing every Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Almost. Back then, in the 70s and right maybe before the 90s, we had quartet programs every week. It was quartet singing. We had a whole lot of quartets. Big JC.
Boy.
Station Arms.
Wow.
What was JC's group name? The Quotations. Yeah, the Station Arms.
Yvonne Loomis. She was there.
Yeah, Yvonne Loomis was one of the main lead singers in the Blakeys. She sung I Believe in Jesus. You had Eddie Reese's group, the Inner Lights, the Solarks, the Gospel, the Solarks. They was a quartet. All these cats was just fantastic. From the guitar player to the lead singer, Willie Mouse, Charles.
The city was full of quartets. Amazing gospel quartets.
All over the city. It was just blues, whatever, gospel, country music. I love all of it.
Don't touch that dial. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more words and music from the Blakey Specials after this short break.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
On this week's show, we're celebrating the music of the Blakey Specials, a legendary Neptown gospel act founded by the late Eugene Blakey in 1967. We've been speaking with two of the original members of the Blakey Specials, vocalist Henry Hinch and bassist and vocalist Hubert Skeet Kennedy. Before we return to our conversation, let's listen to a rare unreleased recording from the Blakey Specials. Recorded at 700 West in 1976, this is I Know a Great Savior. That was the Blakey Specials with I Know a Great Savior. On this week's show, we're exploring the history of the Blakey Specials with two of the band's members, Henry Hinch and Hubert Skeet Kennedy. Let's return to our conversation.
So we were talking about recordings, and yeah. I do want to ask about the Blakey Specials recording. In 1976, you released a single called Jesus, recorded at 700 West Records in New Palestine, Indiana.
That's
by
right.
Mo Whittemore.
Yeah.
Tell me about making this single, putting it out, what kind of response you got.
Oh, well, we did we wrote the music at Gene Blakey's house, yeah. Called Jesus and I Believe in Jesus. Mm-hmm. We wrote it while we was eating breakfast, was coming up with the words. And Gene mm-hmm. could pick up so quick on the piano. You
sure
know.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, and so they did the recording. We had a whole album to do. We didn't never go back and do it.
No, like I was saying.
It was still at the studio. We didn't finish it.
Gathering dust.
We just did the 45.
Yeah.
Were you happy with how that record turned
out?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, it was
beautiful. Everybody loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't find a copy of it, so people must have hung on to it. You sold out, and everybody wanted to keep it, right?
Mm-hmm. I still got my copy at home.
I have to.
Yeah. You got a lot of notoriety off that record. I know they were playing at our local radio stations, and the Indy Star did a big piece on the group.
Yeah. GLC, Sugar Point.
The Indy Star didn't write about gospel music very often, so that was unique.
Yeah, it was.
So you must have had a really significant place here in the local community.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. We did.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that you recorded an album of music at 700 West, right?
We never got it released.
Yeah.
We didn't ever go in and finish the rest. After we did that 45, we didn't never go back.
Yeah.
And I didn't, back then, it must have been a money problem.
It was.
You know? Yeah. But, I don't know.
All about them ducats. If you don't have it,
it's
just gathering dust.
And Skeet, I have two other tracks that you recorded there because I knew Mo Whittemore before he passed, but I'll play them for you.
Oh,
yeah, they're incredible. He had a pedal steel guitar player come in on the session. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's
gave
been
it a
while.
Different sound. Yeah. Uh-huh. What do you remember about recording out there? It was in the middle of nowhere in New Palestine.
Yeah, it was nice.
But they were so nice to us. They really were.
The studio was nice.
Yeah.
I had a good time. Mm. You know, enjoyed it. I love music. Yeah. I love country. I don't care what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Some of the other places the group sang, you weren't just singing in churches. I've read that the group would often go to Terre Haute and play at the federal penitentiary.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's powerful. Tell me about singing in the prison down in Terre Haute.
It was nice.
It was. It was really nice. You know, everybody enjoyed us.
Was that Evelyn's husband was in the penitentiary? Evelyn Cosby, her brother. Somebody.
Her brother.
Yeah, we go down there and sing for them.
Mm-hmm. But everybody was just fan. They loved us. The sound. They loved. They participated, and they were. It was really nice being there.
How many times did we go there?
I'm trying to see me like three.
Yeah, at least three or four.
Three or four.
Where else were you singing besides churches? You know, you're in the prison. You're in the church. Were you going in any other types of outreach type of venues?
Mainly, like Robert Turner would get these big programs from Robert Turner and Silver Hall. Mm-hmm. We sang on them. Then we went on the Bobby Jones show.
Sure did. I was trying to think of that. We
Bobby Jones
did.
Gospel show. We went on that. We sung on that. I was trying to find the video footage, but I couldn't find it, you know.
I remember the one time we were at rehearsal. I forget the name of the song we were singing. And Bubba Cobbs kept getting on Aretha's part. And she said, "I don't need no help." And he kept doing it. And she said, "Well, get this note." She went way up. He couldn't get there.
Yeah. You know, Bubba Cobbs from Amnesty.
Yeah.
He sung with the Blackie Specials.
Mm-hmm. Really?
He was in that before I got there.
Wow.
You know, I used to love to hear Bubba sing.
Mm-hmm.
His sister, Sissy Cobbs.
A lot of people came in and out of the group over the years. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Just like family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pause and listen to a rare single released by the Blakey Specials. This is Call Jesus. That was the Blakey Specials with Call Jesus. On this week's show, we're exploring the history of the Blakey Specials with two of the band's members, Henry Hinch and Hubert Skeet Kennedy. The Blakey Specials played some of their earliest gigs at Bugs Temple, an important church and gospel music venue led by Pastor James Bugs. Bugs Temple was located at 11th and Missouri Street near the Indiana Avenue neighborhood. Let's return to our conversation with Henry and Skeet as they share their memories of Bugs Temple.
Skeet, you mentioned
the Caravans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bugs Temple, where a lot of these stars played.
Everybody went to Bugs Temple.
Blakey Special started.
The Williams Brothers.
Played some of their first gigs over there in 1967.
Yeah.
Did you perform at Bugs Temple?
I was on the road.
Well, tell me what the environment was like over there. And Henry, you as well. Did you ever sing there?
He was there.
I'm trying to remember.
It was brutal.
Yeah, you went to shows there, Skeet?
I was playing in clothes. I wasn't singing in.
What was the atmosphere like there?
It was lovely.
Bugs?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
We
did it every Sunday,
there.
You know.
Robert Turner, everybody was in there.
Any Jane singer Cleveland, you wanted to hear, they were there.
Shirley Caesar.
All of them singers.
Yeah.
Bugs Temple was the main gospel place for gospel singers in Indianapolis to come and perform there.
What made it so unique? Was it the building, the people that came to see?
I think it was the building, everything.
It was just the joy, you know, and the
spirit.
Exactly.
The spirit being high
fantastic
in that place.
Spirit, yeah.
You know, Right. Everybody I've sung with, gospel and nightclubs, we go out, we sang off the spirit.
That's right.
When we in Moses,
mm-hmm.
Moses was preaching everywhere we yeah. went. He preached the Bible in every club we
he
played at.
From front to back.
He preached.
He knew all of it.
While he was singing.
Yeah.
And he'd turn around and say, he's here. And he'd mean the spirit is in there. God is here.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we would play yeah. stuff we ain't never played. It would hit you.
Yeah, the spirit
hit you.
I got
it on video. Yeah. We would play mm-hmm. stuff we ain't never played before. That's how good we played. He would say, the spirit is here.
Mm-hmm.
The gospel groups, it's the spirit. It would come in and just take over yeah. you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the church I play for now, I'm led by the spirit, not by man, by God.
That's right.
And when it hits you, it hits you.
Yeah.
You can't help it.
Nope.
You'll sing good, play good. You might start crying, mm-hmm. you know. But I just thank God for my mother and my grandmother and all of them playing yes. in churches.
Yes, yes.
Did either of you know Reverend James Buggs at all that ran the Buggs Temple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Henry knew
him. I don't know much about
him. No, he but, knew him. Though.
Yeah, I knew him, but I don't know Did, much about
you
him.
Know,
what was it about his character that led him to create such a legendary space? Do you think he had something to do with that?
You know, I think that he was just showing everybody we're all coming together, just bring all different groups and stuff together. And he loved doing it.
And he was a spiritual person.
Yeah. He was a really great spiritual person. Mm-hmm.
Being spiritual.
He didn't care how late we let out. It was just, suddenly yeah. we got out at 12 o'clock at uh-huh. night, 12 a.m. That's how much we love to sing, you know.
And
so.
We also had some big gospel programs at Christ Missionary,
sure
Reverend
did.
Gerton.
Mm-hmm.
He had a whole lot of programs over there.
I wanted to ask you a question about Buggs Temple today. If you go there, you know, for a while they turned it into a restaurant. Now mm-hmm. it's an event center. People rent it out to get, you know, for private parties and things. They've stripped away any recognition of what it was before. There's no acknowledgement of what yeah. was there before. They've stripped it all away. And that's just like Indiana Avenue.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
tore it down.
It
they
hurt.
Stripped away everything.
It hurts.
Henry Skeet, either of you want to comment on that? What do you Skeet, make of that, Skeet? The destruction of history.
I haven't been in there.
Yeah.
But they should have left it, you know. They should have the history should be on the wall somewhere. Mm-hmm.
It hurt.
Yeah.
You know, it really hurts. But what can you do? You know, you said, I'm thank God for memories if you can remember, you know. So we'll never forget it. I tell you that. It's just, I don't know.
Skeet, you played some of your first gigs on the Avenue at the Place to Play. You told me you were hanging out at Lockfield. How did you feel when they started tearing everything down and they haven't done anything to recognize the history? Tell me your thoughts on that.
To me, I really think it was a big loss to me, especially for the musicians. Mm-hmm. It'd been nice if they could have left it like it was.
Yeah.
You know, what's that club they bought back? The jazz club?
Mm-hmm. Sunset?
Sunset. You know, they tried it. They bought it back. It lasted for a while. Then they moved it. Yeah. It still lasted for a while, you know. But, it was all historical stuff, you know, and I wish it was still there.
I do too.
Because I was on the Avenue every day. I didn't work. Every night I was down there. I didn't have to work then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So hard to bear.
And there's no one,
no one
to help me share.
No one to help me share.
I just call
Eugene died in 2008. Did he keep the group alive until then? Or when did the Blakey Specials dissolve?
After they left. After he passed.
Right. He kept it alive till his death.
We did a fruit program. Henry Keys, the manager, he put a fruit program together. And we sung.
Over at what's the name of that church?
Yeah, we did a fruit program. But if Gene was still living, the group probably would be still singing.
Oh, yeah.
Did you both continue with the group until his death, or did you just in and out?
We had a rehearsal. Mm-hmm. James Allen played for us a couple of times. Shelby Massey played at Gene's funeral, him and James Allen.
I will never, ever in life forget Henry Key and Eugene Blakey, I tell you. Dynamic group.
You mentioned so many legendary musicians and singers that performed over the years with Blakey Specials. What do you think the legacy of the Blakey Specials is?
What I took from it is love. I don't think I could ever want it to be in another group other than the Blakey Specials, because our minds and the harmony. So what I'll take from it is just love. That's how I'm going to live with it. It's always going to be in my heart. The Blakey Specials will always be in my heart. All I can say, love.
Skeet, do you want to say anything about Eugene Blakey, your time with this band, what you took away from it?
I thank God for Eugene Blakey.
Mm-hmm.
The caliber of musician he was. He's a great musician, a great songwriter.
Yeah.
You know, I thank God for the schooling that I got from him. Like, if I got there early, he would be playing the piano, and he would show me things he was doing on the piano. You know, he was a great vocalist, teacher, all that.
Yes.
Henry Keys. And the main thing I loved was the spirit everybody carried and had about themselves. You know, when nobody trying to be better than nobody.
Mm-hmm.
When nobody trying to outdo nobody, we came together, we sung together.
You love God, and we love to sing, yes.
You know what your key was and what you was singing. And the main thing, in God we trust.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, love, peace, joy, and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
We sung about that a lot. I used to lead that song.
Sure did.
You know, it's all so true. The way we conducted ourselves. All the singers that came through that group, from the Gospel Pearls to the Blakey Specials, Chubby, Fox, Bill, all of them. You know, Jeannie.
Never be forgotten.
Little Jeannie from the Robert Turner and the Silver Hearts.
She was with the piano,
she was with the Gospel Pearls. Yeah.
Any final thoughts you guys want to share before we wrap up?
Yeah, I just thank God for all down through the years, from what my mother and my grandmothers, my uncles taught me, what I learned in school. Everybody that I've been around, especially the ones older than me, Baby Leon, all them guys from the Avenue, from the Moonlighters, I just thank God for everybody. Butch Slaughter.
Cal, thanks so much for having us. And Slaughter also. And the last thing I want to say is Henry Key, Eugene Blakey, me and Skeets will see you on the other side. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Henry. Thank you, Skeet. Appreciate you sharing all this information.
God bless. Yes.
Thank you.
That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks to our guests, Henry Hinch and Hubert Skeet Kanigy. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week. Same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.